In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As I know, you selected as a theme for our convention this year the verse mentioned in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the last verse. It says, and now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is a love. Now abides the faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. This is the 1 Corinthians 13, the last verse. And I know that His Grace Bishop Angelus discussed with you the topic of faith. We can now say some few words about hope. Hope. And I'm going just to remind you by a verse, very nice one, mentioned by St. Paul also, in Romans 8, verse 24. For we were saved in this hope. We were saved in this hope. But so, faith, hope, and love. Faith believes without seeing. Faith believes without seeing. Hope tastes what we believe in. Love achieves, because we are going to live forever with our Lord Jesus Christ in heavens. Therefore, these three are very important and tied together. Faith, we believe in things that we don't see, we can't see. Hope, we taste heavens in our own life through the salvation that we start to have. And love, it will be the end of our way when we go to heavens and live with the Lord in heavens forever. Our salvation is based on four pillars, and I want you to know these pillars very precisely. As just mentioned in Romans 8, that we were saved in this hope. We were saved in this hope. What are the pillars of salvation? One, faith. Two, sacraments. Three, works. Four, transfiguration of the body. Changing the body from being like that to having the spiritual body in heaven. These are called the pillars of faith in Orthodoxy and in the Bible. Number one, faith. We have to believe in Christ. Faith. Two, sacraments. Because if you believe, this is not enough. You must be baptized. You must be anointed by the Mairon. You must take the Holy Communion. And so on. The sacraments. Three, works. Good works. You know this verse mentioned in the Bible. Faith without works is a dead. Therefore, this is the third pillar of our salvation. Faith, sacraments, works, and the last thing is transfiguration of body. The word transfiguration is not very difficult. It's originally trans, that's change. You know, transformer and transmit and so on. Trans, change. What in figure, that's a the shape. We are going to be transformed from this condensed material that sins, that gets sick, that dies, we are going to be changed to have the holy spiritual body, heavenly body, through which we are going to live with our Lord forever in the kingdom of heavens. These are the four pillars, and I want you to know them by heart. First is faith in Christ. Then sacraments. The latter works. Arba, transfiguration of the body. Our hagal faith. Faith, we just said that faith believes in things that we cannot see. I tell you a story, I read it, it came on the email, and I read it and I didn't forget it at all. كان في teacher, female teacher, بس كانت atheist. She doesn't believe in God. وكان عندها class كله girls. فخدت الgirls وطلعت في الgarden برا. وسألت one of the girls, teacher, بتقول لها answer my questions, okay? قالت لها can you see that tree? قالت لها yes. Can you see that far building? قالت لها yes. Can you see the sky? قالت لها yes. Can you see God? قالت لها no. قالت لها يبقى there is no God. إيه؟ فكان في بنت كريستيان بليفر حلوة من الجيرل نفسها. قالت لها ممكن يا مس أسألها أنا؟ قالت لها اسأليها. فجابت نفس البنت وقالت لها answer my questions. حاضر. Can you see that tree? قالت لها yes. Can you see that far building? Yes. Can you see the sky? Yes. Can you see the teacher? Yes. Can you see her brain? And it's like, eh? No, it's like, therefore the teacher has no brain. It was a good lesson for me, but for the teacher, this atheist teacher, that not everything that we cannot see doesn't exist. Not everything that we cannot see doesn't exist. We believe in God. And faith is the first pillar in our salvation. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that there is one God in this universe. And this God is triune. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that our Lord Jesus Christ was incarnated and became man and was crucified on our behalf on the cross, and he died on our behalf, and he was resurrected and ascended to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit and formed the church, the body of Christ. This body is composed of the saints in heaven and the believers on earth, and the head is our Lord Jesus Christ of this body. And therefore I believe in all this. You believe? Yeah, I believe. Come to the sacraments. Come to be baptized. Somebody may tell me an example in the Bible of a man that believed and then was baptized. Paul. Exactly so. Paul had the ulana, had the faker story taba. Shaf in a vision our Lord Jesus Christ, and he believed in Jesus Christ. Jesus allu ruh limin, go to Ananias. He went to Ananias. Ananias, you believe, Paul? Allu yes, I believe. Allu then I want to baptize you, and he baptized him, and he became not only a Christian but one of the most important apostles. Give me other examples of how we believe and then we baptize.
The Ethiopian eunuch, Saint Philip was on the road, and then he bumped into this Ethiopian eunuch, and he was reading from Isaiah. And then so then and so then so then Saint Philip started. Yeah, he didn't know who this was, who they were talking about, whether it's Isaiah himself or another man. So he told him that this is about the Lord Jesus. And so then after he explained all this stuff to him, then he asked him, then what is stopping me from being baptized now? And he went and baptized him.
And he believed, and after being faithful in Christ, he was baptized. Another example, how there is faith, and then we start the sacrament. Faith is first. Cornelius, El Hasalia.
The story is a vision came to Cornelius. An angel came to him and appeared and told him, call Saint Peter, he is in another town. So Saint Peter came to him and he spoke to him about the Lord Jesus Christ. And then while he was speaking, the Holy Spirit came and descended on him and all his family. And he says, we cannot prevent the water baptism. So he baptized the whole family of Cornelius and Cornelius himself.
Very good. Any other example? A prisoner. A guard of the prison. St. Paul was a prisoner at that time. Who can tell me?
Prison, let him. With the time was St. Paul in the prison, he was praying under an earthquake happened. And then the guard for the prison, he let him go. And then he didn't go. He didn't want to go. So he stayed and he led the other prisoners to go out, but Sample, and he was with some.
He was going to kill himself.
He told him, and since Sample told him, keep state, don't do it. I'm here inside the prison.
Yes.
So he I think the president or something or the
city, he came and he said, we put you in the prison unfairly, so just go.
The guard confused because Saint Paul didn't escape.
Yeah.
And he came and knelt in front of him and said to him, what can I do in order to be saved?
Just be saved. Just believe. He baptized him
and his
entire family.
Very good.
Very good. These are different examples how there is faith and then baptism. Too little baby so غير. إحنا baptize him من غير ما إيه ما يبقى فهم حاجة. أقول لك لا. ما إحنا لسه بنحكي هو إن كل اللي أنتوا حكيتوهم كان بيبقى baptizing الكبار وكمان all the family الكبار والصغيرين. But we baptize the baby on according to the faith of his parents بابا ما. ولو تاخدوا بالكم تلاقوا أبونا يسأل المذر ويقول لها إيه أمنتي عن هذا الطفل, did you believe on behalf of this baby? She says, I believe. Did you believe on behalf of this baby? I believe. Did you believe on behalf of this baby? I believe. Therefore, she answered three times that she believes on behalf of the baby. This baby has no hindrance concerning baptism and concerning the work of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we baptize him according to the faith of his mother. His mother teaches him faith. Therefore, faith is the first pillar in salvation. We cannot be saved without believing in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now the second pillar is the sacraments. All the seven sacraments are important for salvation. I tell you how. First of all, baptism. Who can tell me where the baptism is located in the church, the precise place of baptism, if this is the east,
the southwest of the church, the northwest,
like the airplane, the airline, you know, northwest, she airlines from northwest, huh? لا وفي نورث ويست فوق انتوا عندكم ساوث ويست هنا ولا ايه؟ اوكي وفي نورث ويست كمان. ما كنتش اعرف ان ساوث ويست. النورث ويست شايفين انا ايدي رايحه فين؟ يعني ما فيش حاجه ورا ده انا بشاور بس يعني. البابتستري بتبقى في الويست اند تو ذا نورث. واي؟ Because when I baptize this baby I'll get him from the west to the east. What does this symbolize? Yes, from darkness to light. And from the left to the right. Yani, from the place of dishonor to the place of honor. مش احنا بنشم الصليب كده؟ No, the Holy Spirit got us from the left to the right, from place of dishonor to the place of honor. This is in our rituals. And other rituals, they make it from the right to the left, like the Greek, they have it vice versa. It's something related to the, you know, the rituals and the traditions of the local church. But we have this baby from darkness to light. And when I baptize a baby, I start by, يعني احنا عايزين بقى تعال انت نعملك مظهر يلا. عليك منظر وبعدين نجيب حد نعمله. بنخليها ايه المذر؟ مش احنا قلنا الايست كده والويست كده، بنخليها كاري ذا بيبي على الليفت شولدر. اعملي نفسك شايله البيبي ده. ايوه برافو عليك، على الليفت كده يعني بيني انه هنا يعني. وهي بصة فين؟ بصوا للويست. and she denounces or rejects Satan. تقول له I reject you Satan and your powers and your soldiers and your works and your days and you and everything bad in you. Rejecting Satan. والبيبي شايلاه ايه بقى؟ على left shoulder. بعدين she turns to the right to the east وتشيل البيبي على الايه؟ الرايت. هو انت كنت حاطاه فين؟ هو فين البيبي ده؟ بيبقى على تنقله من الليفت تو ذا رايت. وبعدين تقول لجيزس، تقول ورايا بقى I believe in our Lord Jesus Christ the Son of God. He was incarnated and crucified on our behalf. And so on, and he formed the church and gave up baptism. يعني she on behalf of the baby rejects Satan and accepts Christ. بعد كده بنجيب البيبي ون immerse him in water how many times symbolizing the Holy Trinity. Wait a command, the 3 days the Lord spent in the tomb, because this baby is dying with the Lord and resurrected with the Lord. He is now regenerated from the inside by the water and spirit. The water cleanses him from the outside and the spirit cleanses him from the inside. This is the baptism. And we call it baptism. It means die. Here D-I-E with D-Y-E. D-I-E because he is dying with the Lord and resurrecting with the Lord. With D-Y-E in Arabic, baptism دي معناها صبغة. صبغة استسبغ حاجة يعني to give another color. يعني انت لما تدي another color لأي garment بتحطها في افرس، هي مثلا كانت مثلا grayish، فانت تروح حطيتها في حاجة مثلا blue وتسيبها immersed in water for a good time and you get it out, it becomes a blue. Now it's changed because we are going to be changed totally by the work of the Holy Spirit, regenerated, reborn again. And the baptistry, as you notice, is rectangular from the outside, but from the inside it is oval. Like what? I like the womb of the mother, because I am born from the womb of the church. Now the church is my mother, and Jesus Christ is my father. God is my father. Okay? This is...
How come we just baptized the baby when he was young? How come, like, can we wait, like, until he grows up a little bit, like to let him decide what he wants? Like,
yes, it's a good question. Number one, Yehovi Ule, why not to leave him till he decides for himself? Okay? Number one, the Bible taught us to baptize the children. Number two, Jesus Christ said that you must go back to be like a child there. They see the face of my Father in heaven. They are now innocent enough, no problem. The third thing is that if I leave this baby without the work of the Holy Spirit inside him till he is grown up, without teaching him any Christian beliefs, any no relation with the saints, no Holy Communion, no body of Christ, I am depriving him from the work of the Holy Spirit. لما اجي اساله بعد كده وهو old enough, يبقى خلاص, Satan played a lot in his heart. Therefore we like to baptize him when he is young, and we teach him Christianity. تقول لي طيب فين his free will؟ اقول لك لما يكبر يبقى هو has his own free will. Baptism never cancels our free will. يعني ممكن واحد بعد ما يكبر he may behave in a bad way, and he may not be a God's man, he may not be related to Jesus Christ, he deviates and he sins. هنيجي ليها دي بعد البابتزم, ودي احنا قلناها كتير. تعالى بقى انت اللي جات في بعد البابتزم بيجي the second sacrament اللي هو ايه؟ ها؟ الميرون. احنا كنا خدنا زمان كريزميشن, خدنا زمان دي وقلنا ان احنا ابونا بيدهننا بالميرون. how many crosses? 36 multiplication of 4 by 9 6 by 6 3 by 12. Why? 3 symbolizing the Holy Trinity, 12 disciples. Therefore through the Holy Trinity I'm going to be one of the disciples of Christ. وبعدين هم 3 collections of 12 لما هنشوفهم دلوقتي. أنا ناسي الاسم انت قلته إيهاب. بصوا أول cross بيعمله أبونا على الهيد to sanctify the mind. أصل المايند ده هو كل حاجة. Sin starts in the mind, and repentance starts برضو in the mind. It's an idea. تيجي الايديا أقول I sin, أروح أعمل السن. I repent, I confess. Therefore this is the third thing. بقول له my thoughts, sanctify my thoughts. ده واحد. One. بصوا كده 2-3 على النوسترلز, 4 على الماوث. انا ما بحطش ايدي لان ما كانش هيقعد الدنيا. ساعات لما اكون شاب صغير بيروح على الدنيا. اوكي ادي 1 2 3 4. بص كده 5 6 7, مش النضارة, العينين. 7 8, 5 6 7 8, يعني 4 كده و 4 ايه كده. A big cross containing 8 crosses, 1 for the head and 7 for the senses. مش دي senses؟ يبقى أنا بقوله sanctify my thoughts, sanctify my 8 and 9, افرد دي here. Elena, my heart. 8 and 9. Sanctify my heart. لا 9 and 10. معنا خدنا 8 خلاص. 9 and 10. Okay? 11 and 12. الباك ليه بقى؟ الباك is symbolizing the will. هو نفس إيهاب لما قلت له قوم, he stretches his back to do something. فدي symbolizing the will. يبقى أنا بقول له إيه؟ The Holy Spirit sanctify my thoughts, senses, heart and will. دول هم ال 12 الصعبين, the difficult 12 crosses. The second collection, افرد ايديك الاثنين, stretch your arms, باخد صليب ورا وصليب قدام, صليب ورا وصليب قدام, صليب ورا وصليب قدام. 2 means 6, another 6, 12. والايدين يعني symbolizing ايه؟ ال deeds او ال works. بقول له sanctify my deeds. بعد كده الثيرد كوليكشن اوف 12 على التو ليجز, باخد 2 في الهيب و2 في الني و2 في الانكل, يبقى 6 و6 كام؟ 12. سانكتفاي ماي واي. وافتكر قلنا ترتيله صغيره, يا رب تكونوا فاكرينها, اللي يقولها هنقولها مره واحده, فايه قولوها معايا, بس ايه يا ريت تقولوها in a spirit of prayer عشان to renew the work of the Holy Spirit inside you. بنقول له ايه؟ Jesus Christ our Lord, Savior of my soul, let my thoughts be your thought, that is all in all. Jesus Christ our Lord, Savior of my soul, let my senses be your senses, that is all in all. Jesus Christ our Lord, Savior of my soul, let my heart be your heart, that is all in all. Jesus Christ our Lord, Savior of my soul, let my will be your will, that is all in all. Jesus our Lord, Savior of my soul, let my deeds be your deeds, that is all in all. Jesus Christ our Lord, Savior of my soul, let my way be your way, that is all in all. Imagine, you have now is a saint. مش كده؟ Thoughts, بيقول imagine. Thoughts are holy, senses holy, heart holy, الwill بتاعته holy, الdeeds holy, الway بتاع, يا بختك يا إيهاب. Congratulations. Thank you very much, Ed. بعد ما أبونا بيدهن البيبي بمارون, بيلبسه لبس لونه لبيوريتي. خلاص بقى, مش بقول لكم السلفيشن, أهو السلفيشن. Regenerated بالبابتزم and confirmed becoming a sanctuary by the Myron oil. بخش بعد كده الأم تروح واخده وتخليه ايه بقى, يحضر القداس ويتناول. Having the Lord is the Holy Communion. This is the third sacrament. بيبقى Jesus Christ inside him. انتوا عارفين الآية, whoever eats, قولوا, my body and drinks my blood, I abide in him and he abides in me. Yes? اي برافو عليك, انا نسيته. مع اللبس الابيض ده بنروح عاملين له ريد تيب كده. ليه بقى الزنار ده اسمه زنار؟ ليه لونه ريد؟ symbolizing the blood of Jesus. وليه بنعمل له tie him بالروب ده؟ معناها he now is in commitment with him, in a covenant. ارتبط بعهد مع المسيح. خلصنا 3 sacraments. كبر بقى مثلا كان اسمه ما بلاش نقول بقى إيهاب بقى نغير اسمك. لا وليه مش إيهاب؟ إيهاب برضو وكلنا زي إيهاب كده. الواحد يكبر فيبتدي يخطئ ويغلط مش كده؟ إذا he starts to sin. تروح عبلا له كنيسة which sacrament بقى the repentance or confession to renew him once more. بعدين إيهاب بقى حلو قوي بقى repenting وconfessing reading the Bible always attending the church. He became a good servant in the church and now he is a grown up adult. And then he felt some sickness دروخ شوية خد ضربة شمس. بيعمل ايه بقى لما يكون sick؟ ايوة صحيح بيروح على طول. احنا على طول الامبولانس المستشفى جود طبعا هو هتعمل غير كده. بس كمان وانت بتقول امبولانس تكون على طول بتطلب ابونا صلي لنا يبقى تعالى زورنا عشان تعمل ايه بقى anointment of the mean بقى unction of the sick. تقولي طب وده ماله مال السالفيشن؟ اقول لك لا مساعات بيبقى الفيزيكال ديزيز tied to a spiritual disease أو because of a spiritual fault أو a sin. عشان كده it's mentioned in the Bible you call the priest, he comes and prays for you, anoints you, and if you did a sin it will be إبقى forgiven. إزاي؟ بالconfession. يبقى هنا برضو بقى حتى مسحة المرضى في برضو element كده عن salvation. إن ساعات our sickness may be related to the devil or the sins and so on. كبر بقى إيهاب الحمد لله لسه متجوزش ورينا ريك الاثنين لسه متجوزش. أول ما بقى يعني grown up وعنده يعني يقدر يفتح بيت he can start the marriage procedure. فراح لأبونا كده ولقى بقى خادمة حلوة قوي في الكنيسة اسمها سهير. أي حاجة بقى اوعى هيطلع لك إشاعة يا هاب انك انت ايش واحدة اسمها سهير. لا ما انا اخترت اسم مش عندكم ابدا انا على القلب حس كده وانا بختاره. اوكي والاثنين بيخدموا ربنا في الكنيسة وحلوين جدا جدا هما الاثنين. فرحنا على طول اول ما راح لابونا وقال له ابونا ايه؟ قال له انا شايف خادمة حلوة قدامي اسمها سهير بنت ربنا. قال له ما انا عارفها يا ابني دي بنت ممتازة بجد انت عايز سهير؟ قال له اوكي very good مبروك congratulations يلا نعمل لكم ايه الويدنج. فعملنا لهم الويدنج and they were تقولي طب ودي مالها ومال السالفيشن؟ خليكم معايا مالها ومال السالفيشن. قولوا مال ايه؟ لاني المارج will help in salvation. Why? Because you are going to walk in the right direction. You are not going to deviate because of the sexual desire. وتبقى ماشي غلط. فالmarriage helps you. تقول يعني marriage cause of salvation؟ لا helps. Jesus Christ is the cause of salvation is the origin of everything. But marriage will help you. At least 99% of the people are invited to called to be married. وإلا كان continuity بتاع الهيومن كايند ما تمشيش. بس يدوبك يمكن 1% ولا 1 per 1000 بيبقى called to celibacy ودي a special gift. بيبقى tied to God and more or less in يعني complete union مع ربنا. It's a special gift. لكن أغلب الناس are called to be married and through this marriage they are going to walk in the right direction not in the wrong direction or deviation and therefore this helps them in salvation. أول بقى ما يهاب بقى زي الفل وعلى طول احنا ايه ما صدقنا لقينا سيدنا البابا جه وهو جه النهاردة فعلا موجود النهاردة في نيوجيرسي. رحنا ايه قلنا له يا سيدنا عندنا واحد ممتاز ونفسنا نرسمه ايه؟ قسيس. سألنا الأستاذة سهير قالت مفيش مانع. ما ممكن سهير تقول لا. ساعتها يا رب استر بقى. هي سهير بنت ربنا. فاول ما جه بقى سيدنا البابا قال اي اجري، مش كلكم موافقين؟ اه موافقين. طب يلا، ويروح رسم واسيس، ويبقى دلوقتي خدنا 7 ساكرمنت اللي هو ايه؟ البريستهود. والبريستهود بقى هو سيرفينج اول ذا اذر ساكرمنت، هو اللي بيبابتايز ويعمل ميرون و و و تيتش اند بريتش اند ايفريثينج. بعد كده بصينا لنام شويه صغيره، وربنا ادى الاستاذ ايهاب ايه؟ بيبي. بس هو ما عادش ايهاب دلوقتي، بقى اسمه ابونا بشوي. فابونا بشوي اول ما ربنا اداله البيبي، راح هو بقى اللي ايه؟ كنا احنا في الاول بنعمل ايه؟ بنعمله هو. هو دلوقتي بقى ايه يا عم البيبي؟ ماشي يا بيبي، مبروك، احنا جوزناك ورسمناك وخلفت كمان. كله في الهوا لسه يعني. very good. طيب كده حد مش عايزنا ما نقولش غير انجلش مع حاضر، ما فيش ولا كلمه بقولهاش بعد كده انجلش. حاضر. يبقى دلوقتي احنا خدنا we mentioned that the pillars of salvation are 4. The first was you forgot. ايه؟ Faith. والسكند sacraments. How many? 7 sacraments. All are important for ourselves. Then comes the third pillar, that is the good works or the deeds. You just mentioned before, faith without works is dead. Exactly like a tree. A tree without life cannot give fruits. Therefore, the fruits of the Holy Spirit are going to be present in my life, and the good works, and they are very important, because through these works I'm going, you know, to serve the Lord, participate in building the kingdom of God, and I can do a lot of good things in the church serving, and outside the church witnessing for Christ. Inside the church I am serving Christ, outside the church I am witnessing for Christ, and therefore these good works are very important for my salvation. Anybody remembers the fruits of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5:22? One, love. Two, joy. Three, peace. Four, patience, gentleness, meekness, self-control, faith and chastity. How about يعني 9 fruits? طبعا not everybody has the 9 fruits. يا ريت. But we are struggling always to be holy in the Lord and to start to have these fruits in our lives. All along our life we are going to struggle against the devil, against sin inside us, against sin outside us, and try to do good works, because through this we are going to be saved from this world and from the devil. It's the spiritual struggle without which we cannot achieve the kingdom of heavens. When we leave this world comes the fourth pillar. Elias May, what's the name of the fourth pillar? Transfiguration of the body. You know, if the day of general resurrection comes, we don't know when. You don't guarantee, you don't know when. The Lord will come on the clouds, having all the Christians with him resurrected from death, and those who are still living are going, you know, to pass through a very rapid type of death while they are standing up, and are changed to become transfigured and holy and spiritual bodies. And we are going to ascend to the clouds, and all of us are going to meet with the Lord in the clouds carrying a spiritual body. مش البادي ده a spiritual body. Then this body sins. A spiritual body, when we are resurrected, does not sin. This body dies. The other body will not. This body can get sick. That spiritual body never gets sick. This body may live for 100 years, 200 years, but this will live forever in the everlasting life with our Lord Jesus Christ forever. Now we are saved. لأني even after death بيبقى a soul في الparadise, in the paradise, with a body in the tomb. But in the day of resurrection, the soul which was in the paradise will come and be united to the body which was in the tomb, and this body is resurrected, but in a transfigured form, in a new form. That's the heavenly body, the spiritual body, the glorified body. And through this body we can pierce heavens very quickly and fly and ascend to the heavenly Jerusalem to live forever with our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the velocity of light? Speed of light? 300,000 kilometers per second. What about the velocity or the speed of the spirit? I don't know. Very quickly, the spirit, this spiritual body, will ascend to heaven. We are going to live forever with our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Therefore, our salvation, we can have it through these four pillars. One is faith, لا أنتم نمتوا الحمد لله, faith in Christ. Number two, sacraments. Number three, works. And he works. ممكن تبقى bad works. Good works. Well, number four, transfiguration of the body. Through these four things I can be saved. And now we are tasting salvation. Then enter renewed. Through the Holy Spirit you are renewed. You became a sanctuary. Therefore my faith, which was believing what I cannot see, now I am tasting heavens. لما بنبقى مع بعض in the church, we are in heavens. تعرفوا يعني ايه هيكل, sanctuary, هيكل in Coptic, حد يعرف الهيكل اسمه ايه في الكوبتك؟ ها؟ برافو برافو, طبعا شماس. بي طبعا بي ارفي بي يعني ذا, ار ميد, ذي يعني heavens, the place that was made into a heavens. Therefore when we are in the Holy Communion and in the liturgy, we are in heavens. Having the Lord with us is heavens. Having the angels with us is heavens. Having the saints with us is heavens. Therefore in the نفسك بتطلع, you get out of the church after taking the Holy Communion, وتقول احنا كنا فين؟ في السماء. Because the liturgy is sama. We are having the Lord, the saints and the angels with us, therefore we were in heavens. وبعدين تنزل العالم ثاني تقول يا ده احنا كنا في السماء. تشتاق انك انت come back to the قداس and attend the holy liturgy في المرة بعدها and take the holy communion. بس ما تاخدش ال holy communion الا بعد ما تكون عمل لك عمل الاستعداد confessing and repenting. And therefore we are tasting heaven. Faith, something far away, I don't see. Hope, I am tasting heaven, tasting the Lord because he is inside me through the Holy Communion, tasting the Holy Spirit because he is inside me. I am tasting the Holy Kingdom because God is reigning inside me and he is the king of my life. One is نسيتو, two is نسيتو, ثلاثة is نسيتو, ايه اول حاجة؟ فيث. ان مين؟ اي فيث؟ ما الهنود عندهم فيث بس ان 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 براهما اند مش كلام كده من الماء. مش وحش جود بس مش كفاية مش sufficient. احنا بنقول فيث ان كرايست. كرايست بالذات God incarnate and redeeming me. ما في ناس كتيرة جدا believe in God ولا لا؟ لا احنا نقول لا. ما انت عارف النيو ايج موفمنت بتقول ايه؟ بتقول all is God, all is good, all is one. اسمها نيو ايج موفمنت. all is God, كلنا God, و all is good, كله حلو, الوحي كله حلو, و all is one, احنا كلنا one. كلام كده سايح. لا احنا we believe in Christ, this number one. number two, we take the sacraments. number three, we make good work as much as we can through the grace of God. number four, yes, and we look for the resurrection of the dead. and قولها باللحن. ما بيقعدش.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen.
This is hope in Christ. Thank you very much. Any question or comment? Yes.
The word hope, that's Milias. Yes. Yeah, so the word hope, that means in Christian, like in our Christianity, that the we are waiting for the resurrection.
Yes.
Yeah, this is what the hope means, not.
Yes,
the hope that I am waiting for the resurrection, and for the life, the coming age. This is the hope. This is the hope. But I take the power of resurrection every day through the prime prayer, through the Holy Communion. I feel it inside me. And the life to come, I am living in the life to come because it's written in the Bible, the kingdom of God is inside you. Ha malakut Allah fin. داخلكم. Kingdom of God is inside. This is the hope. مظبوط كده تمام. Any other question? This is Basim and this is
I have a question, but it's completely off track. It has nothing to do with what we were discussing, and if your base would like to answer it now, that's fine. If not, you could answer it. I was wondering, how can we open the church to a more evangelic environment where we can serve people outside the church? And for example, I wanted to ask your grace, how does your grace feel about like seeing a big number of youth here, predominantly Egyptian? There's not a lot of Hispanics around us, there's not a lot of Americans around us.
It's a good question. He says, what's our role in the society? You are in the society. I said just two words very quickly. We serve inside the church and we witness for those who are outside. When they see your good example as a Christian, they will ask you, what's your religion? لما يجوا مثلا يوم الفاستنج بتاع سانت ماري يومين دول يعني, وتكون انت في الكوليج او في الشغل او في اي حد او في السكول, وبعدين هو مثلا صاحبك يقول لك كل معايا همبرجر, فانت تقول له لو انت بقى بس كل واحد بقى مش جدع مش مسيحي مش good Christian, you look, I feel some trouble in my stomach, therefore I cannot now. لا لكن لو ولد بقى كوبت الجدع بقى كانوا يقول ايه no we are fasting these days. Fasting? What the meaning of fasting? What's your religion? I'm Coptic. Coptic? What the meaning of Coptic? You know about Egypt? Oh yes, Egypt is Copt. We are the origin of Egypt. We are the sons of the pharaohs. And our religion is Coptic Orthodox. And we fast these days remembering Saint Mary, the mother of Jesus. You know about Jesus? I heard sometime about Jesus, yes, but I don't know. As I can tell you if you want. And I start preaching him Christianity in a spirit of love and humility. Very good.
And there are fourth one is coming tonight.
And fourth is coming.
Yeah.
Very good.
So we try to do that.
Yes, very good to do that. It's our message for the world around us. If you are filled up with the love of the Lord, you are going to tell everybody about him. You remember the Samaritan woman, Mishkiran? And the St. Matthew, the tax collector. When he met Jesus Christ, he told every brother, best diamond to work in wisdom, yani in a wise way. Don't impose yourself, don't push. You may push somebody and speak with him in an unwise way, he may, you know, be annoyed.
Has to leave. Statistically, we see that the Jehovah Witnesses. Statistically, we see the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormon Church are spreading and growing much faster because they have more organized way of service, outreach programs, going door to door. How does your grace feel about us starting something as going door to door in the community and speaking about Christ in such a way?
Yani, we hope that if we can do it. بس أصلي أقول لك حاجة. استنوا خليكم معايا, please, please. Saj Jehovah Witness has many motives. The first is sometimes he is an employee. Yani he takes, you know, yeah. And as much as doors as he knocks on, he takes money. Huh? This is his way of life. Ehem shazin kid. Number two, some of them believe in their religion and they find that they must fight for it. Therefore, let us say, تعالوا نبقى good Christians الأول, full of enthusiasm, and then God will open the door for us to preach others. Yes. This question is why we are fasting this St. Mary's Virgin. طب can you concentrate for a moment? بس يعني I need your concentration for half a minute or 1 minute. بس كده خليكم معايا. لا صحيح, I'll tell you a serial thing كده. In the Nairuz, we celebrate the martyrs. We look to the martyrs, yeah, how can we be like you, our beloved martyr, that you gave your life to Christ, even your blood. I wish to be like you, even without giving my blood, just giving my heart. Okay, comes the nativity fasting. And at the end comes the Christmas, Jesus will be born in my heart. Then, despite the presence of Jesus in my heart, I start to sin. I fast 3 days with Jonah, repenting my sins. And then I fast the Lent, the great Lent, Som Kibir, kullu for repentance. I repent regularly with those who repented in the great Lent, Samaritan woman, prodigal son, and so on. Then I reach to the Palm Sunday. Through repentance, I start to be victorious in Christ. Being victorious, I'm going to live with Him through the Holy Passion Week, dying with Him, asking Him to kill all my sins and my lusts and so on. Then I'm going to be resurrected with the Lord in resurrection. I will ascend with my thoughts and interests and concerns to heaven in the Ascension Feast. He will give me the Holy Spirit in the Pentecost. I'll start to serve with the apostles in the fasting of the apostles. I find that I'm not holy enough. I look to Saint Mary and fast with her, saying through the intercession of Saint Mary, I want to be a good saint in Christ through your blessing and your grace. Then I'm going to go to September, and I remember that, oh, these are the martyrs. I am also one of the witnesses of the Lord. Even through my blood I can do it if God wishes that. It's like a cycle. Therefore, Saint Mary, when we fast, we are asking for holiness. She is holy. She is the mother of all the saints. Om Jami'a al-Qaddisin. Therefore, I look to her and learn from her how she was holy, how she was humble, how she was faithful, how she was quiet, how she was contemplating, how she was very obedient to the Lord and loving and caring for the Lord when he was a child and a young man. How she wept a lot when he was crucified. And she looked to the cross, Fakrin, a little A in front of the cross. The whole world is rejoicing because of the salvation that you did, my son. But I am agonizing because of these pains. Then Nehemiah was very glad because the world is going to be saved through crucifixion. She observed also the resurrection. She took the Holy Spirit with the saints, and now we consider her the mother of all of us. Ihna looking to Saint Mary to benefit from her and to learn from her. This is the goal of the fasting. Fasting simply means say to your body, wait shwaya, istanna shwaya, and give your spirit an opportunity to grow and to be nourished. مش كده؟ يعني احنا شطار قوي في نارشنج ايه؟ البادي. يا سلام لو عملنا برانش وبعدين دينر. في وان ميل ضاعت. كان المفروض يبقى بريكفاست ولانش ودينر. وبعد ما نخلص من الدينر ما فيش سفر. وين نجيب السفر؟ ما فيش سناكس. نجيب السناكس ما فيش بيتزا. اوكي احنا مش بنقول حاجة. Good to have a good body, nourished body, strong and healthy and even an athlete. Good. But never deprive your soul from the spiritual nourishment through fasting, through tasbihah, through praying, through the Bible, through meeting like that. That's why we fast. Thank you very much. That's more than enough. Go to the goodness.